This is the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Coming up in just a little while, we'll bring you the details. I'm Larry Mears. A national youth organization urges government to allocate significant resources to community youth development programs to address the root causes of violent deaths in this country. The country has been hit by 17 homicides for the year so far and 5 shooting deaths in the last 2 weeks. In a statement, the Barbados Youth Development Council indicated that the resources must replicate the positive approaches used within the educational system to ensure that young people are exposed to positivity. The BYDC also urged government to make a greater effort to make their crime-fighting programs known so that people will not see a life of crime as their only option, and adds that these opportunities must not be short-lived. The council calls for a more aggressive approach to the recently launched ParentWise program to ensure its effects are felt nationwide. They're also encouraging parents to enroll their children in summer camps to continue their personal development and prevent them from getting involved in mischief. Government has included literacy programs within the Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative to address challenges they say have forced some participants to drop out of the first cycle of that program. This was revealed by Minister of Education Kay McConney as she addressed stakeholders for the launch of the second cycle of the training of the construction sector at the Barbados Community College yesterday.
You heard Minister Husbands and others say that 1,552 exactly, but they said about 1,500 who were trained in this program. But here were some of the challenges. Not all were able to complete the program. Some of them had family problems, some of them had financial problems, some of them had literacy problems, where some of the work in the programs just exceeded what they could handle. And we see this not as an impediment, but we see it as opportunity.
She thanked the institutions, including the National Transformation Initiative, for developing programs to deal with the challenges.
It is opportunity now, and I want to thank all of the institutions who have now come together to put a literacy program in place that supports the construction gateway, so that those who had to leave the program because it was heavy lifting can now have support within the program to help them move further.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Consumer rights group, the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, is appealing to commercial banks to revise its banking practices as they report some of its policies for transactions are causing undue hardship on customers. This after the organization received complaints from customers who reported having challenges carrying out basic transactions at banks. BCEN's executive director, Maureen Holder, tells Starcom Network News that banks need to seriously re-examine its Know Your Customer application and anti-money laundering regulation, which she believes may be the cause of the problem.
Customers continue to complain about the frustrations they face with respect to conducting what some of us may call basic transactions, such as opening or closing an account or changing an address. Now, part of the problem in some cases has to do with the inflexible application of KYC policy or AML regulation. Now, another part of the problem could have something to do with the fact that all of the commercial banks in Barbados are subsidiaries of foreign entities from Canada or from Trinidad and Tobago. One may ask, what has this got to do with the issue? Well, it may mean that sometimes policy decisions made by foreign entities may not be best suited for our local context, and this may cause customers some degree of frustration.
She believes the regulations can leave potential customers out of the banking system and calls for new policies tailored for its Barbadian clientele.
Strict KYC measures or even AML regulation could lead to more people being excluded from the banking system, and it could potentially increase the growth of the informal economy. So therefore, BCEN urges banks to develop policies that are relevant to our local context, and also to mitigate any potential risk posed to themselves without causing undue hardship to customers.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. The outgoing Managing Director and CEO of Republic Bank, Anthony Clark, has appealed to corporate Barbados to support the NCF for Cropover. Mr. Clark highlighted the immense contribution that Cropover makes to the country, and he gave remarks at the Cropover Pandemonium and Panlime Media Launch.
I invite more members of corporate Barbados to reach out to the NCF to identify a role they can play in alleviating some of the financial burden of mounting this festival that in so many ways feeds our nation and informs our cultural expression. I have found the NCF team, headed by Carol, to be knowledgeable, hardworking, resourceful, resilient, and abounding with ideas on how we can catapult the festival to another level. Corporate Barbados, let this be the year you ask your team, where can we fit in? What positive difference can we make? What are we uniquely positioned to do that can engage or revolutionize our Cropover Festival?
The outgoing Managing Director and CEO of Republic Bank, Anthony Clark. Israeli forces sheltered tent camps for displaced Palestinians outside Gaza's southern city of Rafah yesterday, killing at least 25 people and wounding another 50. This was the latest deadly attack in the Gaza Strip, where hundreds of thousands have fled after the fighting between Israel and Hamas continued, and it comes less than a month after an Israeli bombing triggered a deadly fire that tore through a camp somewhere in Gaza. And that's the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears.